What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Okay, what's happening out there? Welcome into Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place for your sports gambling info. Back from some technical difficulties last week. Let's hope this one works.
Well, I got a question for you before we fire this bad boy up. And there's no wrong answers here. Just want your opinion. And I think this is something that every listener can relate to. You know, when you're on a group text chain, okay, there needs to be some rules implemented here, I think. You're on a group text chain and two guys or gals are going back and forth and no one else is responding. How many times do they get to go back and forth with no one else responding before they take it off to a one-on-one text chat?
Yeah, that does happen from time to time.
Pretty much daily.
I would say three.
Okay.
Three back and forth each before you just go hit each other up solo.
I was even going to give it the four spot. Okay, so you go back and forth four times, and then after that, one of the people have to go, let me go to this guy personally.
But that's not the way it works, because those guys that are doing that, they like to have the audience, because they think they're saying something like witty most of the time.
Well, no. It's you know, there was one yesterday with a crew of mine, and someone asked a question. Right. And then the one that's very well versed in it started answering and started rolling back and forth. I'm like, OK, guys, hey, this is awesome that you guys are into this much. The others are not.
Was the topic sports?
No, it was crypto.
Even better.
So, I mean, it was interesting. And if you wanted to know about, you know, crypto, then you're all over this. But if you're not and you come to your phone after, you know, after this conversation has taken place and you look and you've got like 45 texts there, you know.
People don't even read them at that point. They're just like, I'm out of this one. I'm not catching up at this point.
Or remember, we learned, you know, not too long ago that you can remove yourself from the text.
But you can tell when someone does it.
But sometimes people don't. But yes, you can. It says really small, Bolt has removed himself from the text.
Yeah. Did I say something offensive?
They didn't like that conversation.
Well, that's all fascinating. How's the NBA playoffs been going for you?
Well, listen, I mean, where do you start? And I think it's you take the good, you take the bad, you take the both, and there you have the Golden State Warriors. You remember what TV show that was from?
Facts of Life.
There you go, big guy. You know, we're coming in here hyping up the War Dogs, and they were putting on the show for us. And then... can't even get to the game seven.
Yeah. Friday night, man. I was really looking forward to hoping to, like, just for a good game, and just a total stinker on their end.
And so here's the thing. So usually we have a pretty good feel for the War Dogs. And so I was like, people were hitting me up. Who do you like? And I'm like, you know what? I'm not touching this thing until the game gets started. I need to see how this is playing out. And they're getting waxed. And then I go in line. Or in game, excuse me, and I go, oh, War Dogs plus 11.5? I'll take that.
Woo-woo. Didn't matter.
Couldn't even cover the 11.5. Let's clean that up. 409.
Jeez. I mean, nobody could get hot. Steph couldn't get it going. And then Clay looked terrible.
You could feel it, right? I mean, no one was making anything. And the Lake Show kept scoring. And I'm like, this thing's pretty much over with. Unless someone catches fuego, this thing's adios. And it never happened. And that was terrible.
That really was. Yeah. The bummer.
So... the Lake Show, the Lake Show and the Nugs both are undefeated during the playoffs at home, and they obviously take on each other now.
Yeah, yeah. The Warriors, you know, before we move on to those other series, it'll be interesting to see just what they do here, because Bob Myers, the GM, saying he's really torn about coming back, but he's so close with Steph, Clay, and Draymond and Kerr. He'd kind of maybe like to see them wrap up this thing, you know, the next few years. But you know, those contracts are probably 5 years for a GM.
That's what I was going to say. Until someone throws the big chippers at him and he goes, maybe we weren't that close. See you guys later.
Yeah, I don't know if he wants to leave the area. I mean the Warriors would throw him. They'd make him the highest paid GM, I'd have to imagine. I just think he might said he wants to pursue other things, potentially. Didn't say what those were.
That's just probably bullshit to try to get some more chippers out.
So, yeah, and I saw Poole say something kind of interesting. They're like, you know, how did it go with you and Draymond here coming down the stretch? Like, where's the relationship stand? Because they said last year he would throw in, you know, he's like a big bro to me and he looks out for me. And he's like, fine, you know, we're just going over game plan stuff. It's business as usual. It's like a business. So they never fully smooth that thing over, you can tell.
Right. Yeah.
They can play together, but it's not like, I got your back.
It's not like, let's go to Taco Bell together and have some chow.
Nope. Let's hit the club tonight.
So the War Dogs, my wife was even like, what's going on with Steph? How come he's not hitting threes? I go, because he's getting like double and triple teamed. Like no one was helping him out. It was garbage.
Yeah. Yep. Nothing fun about that one. I mean, I think you said you turned it off, but it's like I watched it to see how it would kind of play out. And
No. Mine got turned off. And everyone's like, what are we doing? I'm like, why do we want to watch them get their ass kicked? I'm like, this isn't even a game. You know, I mean, the meatball squad guys are going to be coming in here pretty soon. maybe we should explain to the listeners what the meatball squad is.
Sure. Well, I don't know how many people remember Meatballs the movie from 1983.
Yeah, I know, but they don't remember that. But the name, the meatball squad, had nothing to do with the movie, though.
Right.
That was the when we were in junior high, you know, we had our basketball team. We played for the school, and there was a game before the game. And it was called the Meatball Squad. And so these were the guys that were like, they weren't in the top, I guess, 12, maybe, right, rotation. So it was like guy 13, 14, 15. And they played two 10-minute halves before the real game started. And they were called the Meatball Squad. So, you know, the Lake Show and the War Dogs started throwing their meatball squad players, and that's showtime when that happens.
I guess that's like getting sent down to the G League just so you can get some run to kind of work on your game before they call you back.
the G League, a.k.a. the meatball squad team.
Right. Go get some minutes, and then once you get it going, we'll call you up.
It is amazing when those guys step on the court. They're obviously professional basketball players, so they're great players. But, man, that drop-off. I mean, it is a meatball squad drop-off. You know, like when those guys at the end of the bench get in, it looks terrible.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, how hard is it for them to stay engaged and be, like, ready to, when they do get called? I mean, even like Kuminga is a great athlete, but he fell out of the rotation for the Warriors and just kind of like, this is sweet. This is just scrub minutes. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do here? Score 15 and like, I don't know.
And regardless, whatever level you're at, you're like, you don't want to go like full speed 110% because they're like, dude, that guy needs to chill out a little bit.
Yeah, you see the people are leaving the arena like no one cares.
Woo, that is showtime.
But, you know, part of it has to be like, hey, we're professionals. We're getting paid for this. I'm on the court here. Let's play.
Right. And also I might have some people in the crowd watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So anyway, what other series do we want to touch base on here? Because the War Dogs, like I said, they don't make it to game 7. It's, you know, it's peace out. They don't deserve to be talked about anymore.
Well, I guess the Celtic Sixers just wrapped up their game 7.
Well, and our buddy James, he came back down to earth, didn't he? James Hard.
Yeah.
That was the guy that we're very familiar with. He gives you two ball games that he scores over 40, and then the others 17 or less.
Did you see his fourth quarter points the last three games?
No. What was it?
He didn't score in the fourth quarter of game 5, 6, or 7.
Come on.
0 points.
Wow. Well, I did see in game 6 while he and Joel are walking up the court when they're getting spanked. I mean, it's incredible that people like...
Yeah, that you want to hook up to that guy and be like, we still have something left in the tank.
I mean, yeah.
I don't care if he was 28. He's not the guy I'd go with.
Oh, dude. And I don't care if he scores 42 twice in the playoffs. Look at the other games. It was horrible.
Yeah, and same with Joel. When it gets a little tight or clutch time, he's not really there to finish it off.
Well, Joel can't win a game seven. He never has. And that MVP vote, maybe that should have gone to another guy out of D-Town.
Yeah, yep, that thing's lame. It's just, you know, the way the popularity and whatever reasons they use to vote for the person for that year.
Well, most awards are garbage. I mean, I remember even growing up, they'd be like, and the MVP is, and I go, sure, that guy is. Come on.
Did they see my numbers?
Yeah, seriously, do I need to whip out the stats here? Oh, I get it. We're not judging this on stats. Okay, well, let's at least clarify that, coach, because there's no way this guy's the MVP or over here, bud.
Did you see they cut Big Doc to this morning?
Did they?
Yeah, he already got let go.
Well, his stats were incredible. There's been seven different series where he's been up either 3-1 or 3-2, so he basically only needs to win one more ball game, and he's lost seven of those where he's in position to win one game, and he can't do it. Wow.
I think he's lost like his last 10 closeout games to a series.
I mean,
10 dude, straight.
Did he ride that, what was it, 2008 Celtics championship?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but the whisper was the last couple days before today was if James wants to come back to Philly at all, he's like, he won't play for Doc. So I think they're like, well, let's cut Doc regardless here and see what happens.
That might be it for Big Doc, huh?
Maybe, you know, dude, once those guys are in the system, they kind of give them a few too many chances.
I'll tell you who got jacked in the coaching was Big Monty Williams, the coach for the Suns.
For sure. That was a little weird.
Wow. He was like coach of the year like 2 years ago. And then they go, see you later. And also the last 4 years, guess who the best coach the last 4 years has been against the spread in the NBA? That's right, Monty. So what's that tell you? If he's the best coach against the spread the last 4 years, if you're beating the spread, you're beating expectations, right? So you would think that that's a great thing. But they go, nope, see you later.
Yeah, Williams had some beef with Ayton last year. Kind of he came out of the rotation down the stretch in the playoffs. Kind of sat him a lot of times, like at crunch time. So they kind of had some problems going into the offseason. They didn't even talk till like training camp started back up. And then they said KD and Booker were kind of consulted on this quickly about Williams. What do you guys think? And they said they were totally fine moving on.
Oh, really?
Supposedly. And then, you know, you have a new owner. Those guys come in all the time. Like, let's just reboot this thing.
Well, how about the Suns? It's a little rough being a Suns fan. 2021, you blow the 2-0 lead in the championship to the Bucks. 2022, you lose game seven by 33 points to the Mavericks. And then this year, lose by 26 to the Nuggets in game six, conference semis. See you later. And they were the favorites to win the West, actually.
But once everyone kind of saw their roster, you knew they didn't have any depth or bench. So that was going to be a tough get there coming in.
And Big Booker and Durant finally cooled off, and they were 12 for 32 from the field in game six.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to cut it, guys.
Yeah, I mean, they'll make some moves. Ayton's a big dude, but he's not like the rim protector that you think he would be. So it's like they could move him. And then someone else was saying Harden was a potential whisper to Phoenix. It's like, dude, why KD would want to pair up with that guy again? I hope that one's not true.
Dude, there's not enough basketballs to go around with he and Booker. And
yeah.
No chance.
No.
That's happening.
That's a bad rumor if that has any truth to it. So we'll see. These teams that got somewhat deep in the playoffs, you know, Warriors, Phoenix, we'll see what they do to kind of retool.
And then there's the Knicks, and you got to give Big Brunson props. That guy was trying to do everything in his power to keep his squad to keep playing because RJ Barrett and Randall, holy cow, did those guys leave everything at home. And Brunson was scoring, you know, high 30s the last two games trying to wheel it along, but it couldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about how Randall was dressed for the game.
Yeah.
Did you see Hero was dressed for the games?
I think the day after I had said that, I think he came in with the beanie himself. It was like a white beanie, barely on.
Or was it a beanie or was it a Kango? It kind of looked like a Kango. And then the next game, he came in, he looked like he just got off the beach surfing in Hawaii. He had like the shell necklace on.
Mm-hmm. He's still hell of young. I mean, he's only like 22-ish still.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's legit. He's having a decent time.
They always throw him out there. You know, if they're going to make a move for like a Dame Lillard or someone, they always say Hero's the first one that's thrown in there. So I don't know how long he'll be in Miami.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I do like watching the Heat. So, I mean, the Heat are the most fun team for me in the East.
Well, what do you think is going to happen against them in the big Celts? So the Celtics are -500 to win the series. So they're the huge favorite. Do you think there's any chance that the big Heat can?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I like the Heat better than I like the Sixers. And the Sixers were up in that series.
That's true.
You know, so I'm totally fine saying the Heat could pull this off. And, you know, Tatum finally showed up there with that, you know, but he did it so comfortably. It wasn't like it was a tight game and he had to hit the clutch shots. It was a blowout.
Right. Well, here's a stat that shouldn't scare anyone about the Celtics. They've lost 8 of their last 16 playoff games at home. So that's a pretty scary stat. I mean, that means like the home court advantage, you know, there's not much of it there, even though it should be. The crowd goes nuts. But those dudes for the Celtics, I mean, they just turn it on and off. You just don't know which guys you're getting on a night-to-night basis.
No.
That's kind of scary.
For sure. I would lean with the Heat, actually, here. I know Celtics have the home court again. But just the passion that Jimmy and those guys bring, you know, they can kind of smell the opportunity here.
Well, you know, if people agree with you, then they should look at the series price and you can get like the Heat +1.5 games, you know, and it's not that bad. It's like, you know, a little bit over, the odds are like 120 or something like that. So you can actually get them plus a game and a half. So they don't even need to win. They just have to come within a game and a half of the series.
Hmm.
And on that, I need to talk about this again. I've touched on it, and I keep reading about it. I keep hearing our friends talk about, like, there was a guy that was on Twitter, and he was asking a question to someone. He goes, hey, he was like, I was going to do this, but the odds were, it was like a pitcher, right? It was in baseball. It's like, he was -160, and that's a little steep for me. So I decided to parlay it with how many strikeouts he was going to get, because then it was only -110. And that's what a lot of people do. They see this -160 and they go, I don't want to put 160 down. Well, you don't have to. Like, even if you put $25 down a game, okay, on that -160, okay, you're not going to win the $25. You're going to win like you're going to win like $10, which some people are like, well, that doesn't really do anything for me. Well, what does it for you is growing your bankroll. Like, doing these same game parlays to make the odds better, it's just not the play. And one of our friends in D-Town, same thing. He's like, oh, they're -200. You know, that's just too much. Like, put down your same amount. You just don't win as much. But that's how you grow the bankroll. If you don't care about your bankroll, you know, because we've got some buds that just light the money on fire with their 10-game and 7-game parlays. That's fine. But if you're really trying to win, you need to start thinking that direction. Feel free to shoot me some emails if you have any questions. Happy to answer them.
Yeah, and I think some people start to feel like, well, this might be the little end of the sport that I do like to throw some money on here before it's summertime.
Yeah.
Because if they don't play baseball as much, they're like, well, I got to throw in a little more here on the NBA playoffs.
Mm.
So they might not stay as disciplined and just be like, 10-bone win here, 10-bone win there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like, you know, what's better, getting that $10 win or, you know, losing 20, you know? I mean, because those parlays, and the media hypes them up too. Wow, guy put down 20 and he won 10,000. Like, dude, good luck with that. I mean, that's just, your chances of winning those is like winning the lotto. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, well, and then you throw in the player prop ones on top of it. Those ones, those are hard to hit.
Oh, Jim Chris. Yeah, they are.
So who do you like out of the East if we're, you know, talking Celtics?
Well, so here's the thing. It's just going to be a game-by-game basis for me. I mean, I don't think that the Celtics, you know, because of that home record that I was talking about, like, I'm not scared of the Celtics at all. Mm-mm. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm going to take the Heat in the series, but that's going to be a game-by-gamer. What's the current line, actually? It's pretty high, I think, for the first game. It's like the 7.
Yeah, I was just, when we were talking about the coaches there, it popped in my mind. Spoelstra's a much better coach than Doc is here. I mean, Spoelstra never has much to work with in terms of, like, mega stars.
Well, no, they say he's, like, one of the best of all time.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's a stud. So, I mean, if that series was that close, I mean, the more and more I think about it, I like the Heat over these guys.
Yeah, that's a solid point. Right now, the line, so the game's in Boston, and the line is minus the 8.5-er.
No way.
So everyone's coming in. Everyone's like you. They're all taking the Heat plus the 8.5.
Don't you think Tatum's just like, you know, that was a bit of an emotional high. Like, I mean, I don't know if he's coming out blazing game one.
Well, let's see. When was that, though? Sunday? I mean, so he's going to get 3 days rest.
Mm-hmm. And they stayed at home. They didn't have to travel.
Yeah. And he's a young buck. You know, he's not like LeBron.
Yeah, he's just mentally a little bit. He checks out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He floats off somewhere else.
The whole team does. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, you don't know what squad you're going to get.
Did you see Brown? You know, he'd been playing with that Phantom of the Opera mask, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
And it was off. And then, you know, Harden went to the rack and caught him like right below the nose, like a lip.
Oh, he did.
And he was holding it. I'm like, oh, did he get the nose again? But it looked like his lip was just bleeding.
Ooh, ouch.
But he's probably like, right when I take this thing off.
I wonder if he'll throw her back on.
I don't know.
Well, Tatum did ball, though. We have to give him props. I mean, at one point, the team had 73 points, and he had 38 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And how about they went on a 25-3 run? Wow. And that's when James and Joel go, United, when's your next flight to big Cabo San Lucas? Because we're done.
James goes, I'm going back to Houston.
And hitting the strip clubs.
Get the tables fired up for me.
Get the bottle service ready to rock and get me my ones and fives to start making it rain in there.
I'll start working out a week before the season.
Right.
I think this is the exact same Final Four that was in the bubble.
It is. Yep.
People like to say, you know, it's going to be Lakers. It was Lakers Heat that, or Lakers Celtics that year. It was Heat.
Yeah. What was, something that occurred during that, well, first of all, that was what, 5 years ago?
No, three.
No, it's more than that.
2020's pandemic, guy.
Well, no, it was the season, though, the 1920 season.
No.
It's not three.
It was March 20 was when pandemic hit.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, Jokic has got two MVPs since then. And when they played in the bubble, he got in foul trouble, like four of the games. And so that's a problem. Like, if he gets in foul trouble again, it's over with. If he doesn't, well, we got a ball game. How about this? The Nugs have never beaten the Lake Show in a series, in a playoff series.
Yeah. I mean, I like Denver this time.
Well, you're never going to see a number one seed versus seven seed, and they're only minus 145 to win the series. That's super low. That's, you know, probably has to do with the name, the Lake Show and LeBron and stuff. But they are favored to win the series minus 145. Both squads have not lost in the playoffs. They're both undefeated at home in the playoffs.
Yeah, Lakers are definitely trending for people. Like, you know, they're building steam, thinking they can win this thing now. Just crazy where they were from a play-in game to being like the favorite now in the West.
Well, right. So I think we might be ready for a best better here.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is the crowd ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, the crowd is going nuts. Well, this is my take on game one here. And let's keep her rolling with the Chippers. Holy cow. We had the Nugs come in. We middle of the series. We said, take them right now to finish them off, the Suns. And they did finish them off. So right now, the current line, what are we showing? Is it the 6 or 6.5 for this evening? Because we're recording on Tuesday. I'm seeing the 6.5 here. Mm-hmm. Here's what we got. both series against Memphis and the Warriors, the Lakers won game one. And then game two, they shut her down until they went back home. And then they balled game three and so on and so on. It was the exact same thing. I think, I don't know if they're going to win here the first game, but I will take the Lakers plus the 6.5 first game. And I also like the Lakers to come out first half plus 3.5. So I think the Lakers I think LeBron's kind of like, hey, AD, you and I don't have much in the tank here. Let's try to steal the first game and then shut her down after that. So I think they come out balling this game.
Yeah. I mean, they've had the rest. This seemed to work for them, especially against the Warriors when they were home for those 3 days before they took them on. It helps them. And even in that game, they looked more dominant. But AD in that first half against the Warriors, that game one, did most of his damage. And you see him get a little more winded when they get to that second half.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing the altitude. AD will slow her down a little in the second half.
Well, like you said, he's coming off extended rest here. But what's way different about this series is against the War Dogs, I mean, he just sagged off the guy he was covering and just helped out because there was no threat from Draymond or Looney. You know, those guys aren't scoring. Well, mm-hmm. Guess who he's got now? The Joker. And this guy doesn't mess around. I mean, he's averaging almost a triple-double in the playoffs. Good try, Jokic. Good try, buddy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. If you put him on him, it's going to pull him out more for sure because he can hit that little mid-ranger or beyond. But if you let someone else with some length, you know, guard him, you can kind of let AD come back from on the weak side for some blocks and stuff still. So I doubt they have him stay on him the whole time.
We'll find out then. We'll find out tonight. The other thing is Jokic has got like 40 pounds on AD. So he's like can kind of push him around a little bit. And speaking of pushing around, did LeBron push around the Warriors at all when he was going down low? I mean, that looks like me playing against you. It was just muscle and strength versus a little guy. Straight to the hole.
Yeah, just bounce off the body.
Yeah, it was like dad versus the kids. I mean, it was, I kept pointing out, I go, okay, boys, this is how you want to do it right here when you go to the rack. Look at him. He's just pushing him down. Strength, 2 points. See you later.
Right.
And he's 38 ticks. It's kind of embarrassing for the young bucks he's playing against.
Well, he works out harder than any of them.
That's true. That's true. Some of them need to get on the weights, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. He cranks it. They show him like before games, he's on like those balls, those exercise balls with weights and doing like core stuff. Like he cranks it up.
Yeah, that's legit. So those are the two best bets that I have for this evening as the Lake Show plus the 6.5 for the game and plus 3.5 for the first half. And then dun, 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 dun. Tomorrow, in case you don't get this in time, you're not going to believe it, but we're going to take the Celtics minus the 8.5-er.
Really?
Yep. They're going to come out, and they're probably going to blow them out, and everyone goes, whoa, this thing's over with. And then the Heat, well, this is where people really need to check Instagram and Twitter for the plays of the day, because we'll have some others for you.
Mm-hmm. That I'm excited to watch that Heat series. I just want to see what they do against those guys.
Yeah, it'll be way better now. I mean, these are way better series now. I mean, no offense. I give Brunson props. That guy brought it. He tried everything he can, got his squad, slightly let him down. Reminds me of the days, some of my squads that I used to play on back in the day. There's only so much I could do.
That's why team sports are tough.
That's right. That's why you got to play golf just in case. In case your squad's not helping you out.
Yep. Yep. And I'm happy to see Doc and Thibodeau and those guys' offense out of the postseason here.
Yep. Because that was showtime.
Let's get some action and some movement going.
Is that a shocker that those guys are gone? And one thing to notice, too, these teams that are left, man, do they knock down their free throws. They barely miss. It's like 85% and above for all of them. Check it out.
I know. I was watching them those last series. I'm like, you look at their season numbers, and it's like, it's not like LeBron's an 88% free throw shooter. It's just, it's interesting.
Is that what he's at right now?
No, I'm saying he was money against the Warriors in that series.
Oh, he hits them when he needs to. Yeah. He balls. He balls still. He's not the same, but like you can tell he turns it on and off when he needs to because he's got to like reserve some energy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, the Jokic matchup, because he's just so crafty with the spins and the up and unders, but AD's so long. He always kind of projects where he thinks the ball is going to be released and gets to it.
Yeah.
But Jokic is taller than those guys, so that'll be a fun one to see how he gets him up.
And let's keep winning some chippers. Follow us on the Action Network as well. We're on a little bit of a heater over there.
Number one on the entire app, right?
Yep. Thanks very much. Yep.
Last 30 days, bolts on fire.
Yep. They keep track of all the handicappers over there, and we're currently number one the last 30 days for all sports. The baseball. Remember, I was like concentrating on the baseball last couple of years, and it's been treating us well also.
It's great.
Yep.
Yep. Instagram and Twitter's at Bolt Brady Picks. So watch tonight and tomorrow, and then we'll come at you guys next week. And YouTube will have a video up too. So we will catch you guys next week.
See ya.